Well, I hope you listen to this song. I hope you listen to it often. I hope you have fun with it. You know, great humor always contains truth. We're going to the table of the Lord this morning. We have at this table that which we see, broken bread, a cup of wine, alcoholic wine for you who don't believe that Jesus ever drank wine. I'm not going to argue he did, period. These elements are but symbols. And they represent, as Jesus said, his body which was given for us, and his blood, representative of his life, given that we might be redeemed. Here is the focus of the communion table, not on us, but on Him, Jesus Christ. Over the centuries, many, in fact, have come to call this activity of faith a Eucharist. And folks, we find not the Greek word translated Eucharist in the scriptures. We find the word properly translated Eucharist in the scriptures. Thanksgiving. And the thanksgiving comes as a result of remembering Jesus and what He did. I just want to keep this simple this morning. First Peter 1:24 contains, if you will, the whole of what we remember at this table of the Lord. And when we remember, thanksgiving comes. And the scripture says, who His own self, that is Jesus Christ, who His own self bare our sins in His own body. On the tree. An alternative is to the tree. Same as taking that handwriting of ordinances which was against it and nailing it to the tree. That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. We look at this cup, we look through this cup with understanding that the cup represents the blood. And the blood represents, or the blood contains, the life of the soul. That is the life of Jesus Christ the righteous. It says earlier, in this same chapter, in the 21st verse, "For even hereunto ye were called, because Christ also suffered for us." Speaking of Christ, who did no sin? Neither was guile found in his mouth. Perfect in every way. That which God required, that is, a perfect sacrifice for the redemption of mankind. When we look to this cup and to that life of Jesus Christ, we see a life worth more than the whole world put together. And his own self bare our sins in his own body. And we lift this cup and we do it with understanding and we do it by faith, thanking God for his grace. Thanking Jesus, whom we are told came to save sinners like me and like you. And we take the cup and we thank God in Christ Jesus, our Lord, for what he has done. Take it in Jesus. We have broken bread here also. The last words of this 1 Peter 1:24 says, "By whose stripes ye were healed." Say, "Don, I've come to this communion table with you before, and I've heard the words. But I'm still sick. I still have physical problems in my life. And I believed and participated with you. But I'm still sick. Perseverance is what's required. I would just have us understand what it says here. A fuller understanding. Wherein it says, by whose stripes ye were healed, in the Greek, and I'm not a Greek speaker, but thank God for the study tools he's made available to us. I'm not a grammarian, but I thank God for the study tools he's made available to us. This word, healed, in the Greek, has three components. It's aorist, it's passive, it's indicative. From the Blue Letter Bible, we can read, the aorist tense is characterized by its emphasis on punctular action. That is, the concept of the verb is considered without regard for past, present, or future time. There is no direct or clear English equivalent for this tense, though it is generally rendered as a simple past tense in most translations. The passive voice represents the subject as being the recipient of the action. Example in the sentence, the boy was hit by the ball. The boy receives the action. That is, he's the receiver of the action. And the indicative mood is a simple statement of fact. If an action really occurs or has occurred or will occur, it will be rendered in the indicative mood. What's it say? By whose stripes you were healed. It's a fact. It's understood past tense as already having been done. And we are the recipients of what Christ has done. By whose stripes we are healed. Well, what if no healing? Well, God, by his promise of this stated fact, allows the Father of it. And that faith, regardless of results that we may see, pleases God. And therefore, the opportunity for faith at this table of the Lord, as we act discerning what God in Jesus Christ has done for us, and with the heart we believe, with the mouth declaration is made unto salvation. And we do it with thanksgiving as we take this bread and lift it, thanking God as we declare, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. I hope you, with me, will say amen, that is, no doubt, to what Christ has caused us to receive. And when you receive something, you say, thank you, in Jesus. Amen.